fights with passion and he inspires.
Are you ready for a war?
All right, welcome back to Formate Arbitration, the Saturday edition. I've got regional training. We're going to be heading down tomorrow for regional training, so I'm going to go ahead and do the episode today, Saturday. I'm still in my uniform. I just got home from work delivering my route, so came in here, going to get this out of the way. Got a lot of stuff to cover. I want to get that publication 552 done today. That's forever long, a lot of reading, but I want y'all to understand the importance of publication 552. It's in accordance with the Postal Service policy on workplace harassment. And so those things go hand in hand, and I'll talk about that in just a second. A lot of people reached out, and I saw a lot of stuff on social media about the arbitrator getting removed by both parties via Zoom call. A lot of people had doubts about that, questioned if that was something that really happened. Don't believe me for some reason. I have never lied to y'all in all these episodes. I'm not the president of this union who lies frequently. Matter of fact, I heard a video call where somebody asked him about it, and he was dishonest there. So the best way to deal with that is I'm going to have a very special guest next Sunday. All right, and we'll just nip all this shit in the bud. I'm going to have a very special guest next Sunday, somebody that wants to talk to y'all about what happened and the truth behind it all. All right, so next Sunday, we're going to have a special guest, a gentleman that wants to talk to y'all and clear his name. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it'll be next Sunday. Because one thing I can't stand is somebody to do something and then lie about what happened and back off of it. I cannot stand that. Be a man about it. You know, what happened, happened. Be a man about it and just be truthful. And for some reason, I don't understand, our leadership at the highest level has a very difficult time being truthful. I've never seen anything like it before in my life. But next Sunday, be on here. All right? Pay attention. Tune in. I'm going to have a special guest that's going to talk to you, all right? A lot of things are going on right now. Tyler Vassar on building a fighting NALC. The next Zoom meeting will be on April 14th, all right, at noon. I'm going to put links up on Formate Arbitration, the Facebook page. We'll put it on formatearbitration.com. We'll put it on Reddit. We'll put it on Discord. And need a lot of people to start tuning into that. So that will be April 14th, and I believe I'm speaking on that one. I'm going to talk about building a fighting NALC. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on that, and that will be April 14th, okay? I want to talk to y'all about some stuff, just some things that are going on with our union, with the leadership, the top two. And y'all may be tired of that, and that's okay. But a lot of stuff is happening, and all week long I've gotten phone calls from coast to coast about things that are coming out right now, and I've been wanting to talk to y'all about it, and I'm going to. It's not good. To me, it's not good. But we've got some real problems right now with the leadership of our union, and I talk about this all the time, but there's some serious things going on, and I'm not sure what is happening with the leadership of this union. I don't know where we're going as far as the leadership of this union. We've got major problems with things that are going on to the city letter carrier, and I believe that the union, the top two, are encouraging it and promoting it. And I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists at all. Anytime I ever say something, I will back that up. Like I always say, I keep receipts. But there's something going on right now with the leadership of this union. And it's either that they're ignorant or they're a part of it. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I've had numerous people reach out to me this week about things that are going on with the B team, specifically Pony Boy and the things that he's doing with the B team. And to me, he's neutering our B team, our side. He is neutering our side. We talk about noncompliance and the Postal Service coming to him, this guy, Jim Floyd, punking Paul Barner out, just punking his ass out in front of everybody. And we have no fight. And I don't understand that. There are some things that have happened with the B team this week, and I want to talk to y'all about it. Because when I talk about issues with the city letter carrier, what are the things that, to me, are the like the top five? And what are we doing about it? Noncompliance is right there at the top. Noncompliance. And here's what's happened. Noncompliance is rampant. And if you ever go to these COPs or any of these rap sessions, most of the presidents are having a difficult time with noncompliance because management is just not complying with anything. And there's no obligation to. And part of that is because of us and Paul Barner and his dumbass stance on how the DRT should operate. I'm going to read something to you that somebody sent me. And this was, they were hot when I talked to them. They cussed for about 10 minutes and then introduced themselves. And so I know that they were pissed. But here's a letter that they sent to Brian Renfro. And it was based off of a meeting that they had with about the DRT. And these meetings are going on everywhere. And I'm going to read this letter and I'm going to talk to you about why I think that the top two, Otis and Pony Boy, are the ones that are in cahoots with management. And I truly believe that. Here's the letter. Dear Brian Renfro, it is necessary to bring a matter of the utmost importance to your attention, one that significantly impacts the membership to whom we are dedicated to serve, a matter that cuts to the heart of our ability to defend those we vow to relentlessly defend, specifically a change in the grievance arbitration procedure that has apparently been mutually agreed to by the USPS and the NELC at the national level. Our formal Step A representative, Mr. So-and-so, received an email on 3/19 of 2024 from this individual, the management representative of the Massachusetts Rhode Island Dispute Resolution Team, requesting to set up a teleconference with the Boston DRT and this gentleman and his management counterpart. This gentleman stated this request was being made due to the Boston DRT being in receipt of a grievance appeal that has no management position. Neither our national business agent nor myself were CC'd on this email. During this teleconference on 3/20/2024, it was communicated to the parties in attendance that the reason for the meeting was due to the new DRT policy that James Lloyd, USPS Director of Labor Relations Policies and Programs, and Paul Barner, NELC Executive Vice President, disseminated in a meeting held on 3/4/2024. This new DRT policy, as explained, required the DRT to contact the formal Step A parties when they were in receipt of an appeal whose contents did not contain contentions from the management formal Step A representative. In this specific appeal, which was regarding management repeatedly failing to notify the branch president of a motor vehicle accident, this individual did not add any documents or contentions, wrote nothing in box 18 of the PS Form 8190, but did sign the bottom of the form in red ink. Unfortunately, as you may be aware, occasionally management representatives are not truthful in their statements when it is in their best interest to do so. And this happened to be one of those occasions. As union representatives, we always strive to obtain the most favorable outcome possible for our members when management has violated the contract, and the grievance arbitration procedure is the principal form in the pursuit of a just remedy. If this new DRT policy provides that all management has to do to gain the advantage of having additional time and being afforded an opportunity to thoroughly dissect the union's position and potentially confer with other labor specialists to make the proper arguments and add the requisite documentation in their effort to have the grievance denied, is to add no contentions at the formal step-in meeting, knowing that new DRT policy would require the grievance be remanded. What would be their motivation to comply with Article 15 of the National Agreement? Management is afforded the full and free opportunity to abide by Article 15 of the contract by stating in detail their position as to why they believe the grievance should be denied. This new DRT policy is in violation of the spirit of Article 15, where ironically, they are rewarded for violating the contract twice. First, the underlying violation, and secondly, the failure to provide their position at Formal A. By being given an opportunity to build the case file in an effort to have their grievance denied, they should only be afforded such an opportunity in response to additions and corrections should the union choose to exercise this option. The union has received dozens of Step B decisions that state the union failed to meet the burden of proof in contract case, even going so far as to specify what documents were missing. Are all of these cases going to be remanded as well, potentially multiple times, until all the necessary documentation is finally added to the case file? Just because Article 15 provides that the DRT has the authority to remand a case for further development doesn't mean the union should agree to do so as necessitated response to management's formal Step A representative further violating Article 15 at the formal Step A meeting. And then it has the JCAM language. Allowing management to have a mechanism to require a grievance be remanded puts the union at a severe disadvantage, and that is exactly what this new DRT policy will allow. Given the backlog of cases that is currently pending at Step B, this policy will only add to this growing problem by having cases unnecessarily double or triple worked. There should be additional Step B teams activated to address this backlog, since we are routinely getting DRT decisions that are more than 7 months old. Justice delayed is justice denied. Accordingly, I'm requesting you provide me a copy of the aforementioned policy, as well as the video recording of the reference teleconference that took place on 3/20/24. Most importantly, I strongly urge you to take whatever steps necessary to ensure this policy is immediately rescinded. And then there's another letter from, it's going over the teleconference summary. And so this is happening everywhere. People were calling me, telling me about this new policy, where if any case comes up without management's contentions, they'll remand it back and let them put their contentions in there. Several DRT people have called me, told me that. Now, if Brian or Barner come out later and said that's not what happened, then they're not educating us properly, because everybody's getting that same idea. If they don't have contentions, they'll have a joint Zoom call and ask management why their contentions aren't in there. Are we going to be given that same opportunity? And I loved what he said in there. If I send up a file and you say that this file is lacking something, are you going to deny that grievance? Are you going to send it back to me so that I can then add something to the grievance like you're doing allowing management? Paul Barner is being punked out right now by this clown from labor. And it is getting out of hand. And I don't understand what his problem is, why he's being punked out like this. He's bitching at our B-team people. He's accusing some of them of talking to me. What difference does it make if somebody talks to me, you clown? What difference does that make? You need to quit worrying about Corey Walton. I'm in a postal uniform right now because I have just got finished delivering mail. That's what I am as a city letter carrier. Quit concerning yourself with me. And worry about city letter carriers and protecting them. You are failing at your job, Paul Barner. You are failing at your job. These people are running you over. And you're acting like a damn clown. He told one person, this person called me on the way home, and they'd gotten into it. And he told this person, this guy's like, look, you know, at the B team, I'm in there trying to win. He tells this guy at the B team, you're not concerned about winning. You're concerned about resolving cases. If anybody ever tells y'all that at any position, at any level, you're not trying to win, tell them to fuck off. That's as plain as I can tell you. If anybody ever says at any level you're not trying to win, tell them to go eat a fresh bag of assholes. This is out of hand. They are neutering our B team. That pony boy is. I don't get it. This Floyd has told him, we're not doing cease and desist anymore. When we talk about noncompliance, what do we have? When you ask them, what are we doing about noncompliance? Which is one of the most devastating things right now to the grievance procedure, to the union, to the carrier, is the noncompliance of assigned settlements. When you ask these leaders, what are y'all doing about it? They have no answer. Do you know why? Because they are directly responsible for this. And this is what I'm talking about. They're the ones doing it. They're the ones promoting it. When you take away cease and desist, you're promoting noncompliance. You have no solutions. When you get in bed with management like this clown is, Pony Boy, with this Floyd, I don't know what they're doing together. I have no idea. But he has turned his back on the city letter carrier. That's exactly what he's done. It is a shit show right now for the city letter carriers. And we've got an asshat in that position dealing with the DRT. He should immediately be removed from anything DRT. Immediately. Because his stupidity is contributing to the noncompliance in this country. I've never seen anything as ignorant and stupid as this guy and how he's handling the DRT. To tell somebody, look, if their case file comes up, management has no contentions, remand it back. What would be the purpose of that? What would be the purpose? How many of y'all have an issue with management at Formal A, not even meeting, telling y'all to kiss their ass? They're not going to meet with y'all. How many people across this country have that problem? Thousands, I'd imagine. I see it all the time. Management refuses to meet. They refuse to even set up a formal Step A meeting. They refuse to even put contentions in the file. It's a mockery to them. This whole process, the JCAM is a mockery to them. They don't even acknowledge the JCAM in most of these stations. Their ignorance is only trumped by our ignorance at that level. Management will never, ever educate themselves like we're educating ourselves here and through from aid arbitration and through just training throughout the country. They will never have that kind of education. They will never take the time to do that. Why are you helping them? And that's exactly what's happening. Management, they're idiots on the workroom floor. They're ignorant on the workroom floor. They're as incompetent as a workforce as I've ever seen as postal management. I said it all the time. I wouldn't trust them to run a popsicle stand on a street corner in the middle of summer. They're that incompetent. And the problem is that this idiot, Pony Boy, is just as incompetent as them. He's bailing them out of their ignorance. When you say, send it back, why would you do that? We've already given them an opportunity to produce documentation contentions for the file. Why would you say, send it back to them? How ignorant is that? I'll tell you what. When I send up an Article 8 case, and I forget to put clock rings in there, or I forget to put the ODL in there, I better not get my grievance denied because I failed to put something in that file. I better not get my grievance denied because of this new DRT policy when you, sir, are allowing management a second bite at the apple. I better not ever get a grievance denied because I forgot to put something in there. You better give me that same benefit and send it back to me. This shit is crazy, man. The top two in this union have lost their damn minds. They have lost their damn minds. This neutering of the B team, I have never seen anything like it. We can't even get cases resolved, and these dumbasses are telling people no more cease and desist, no more escalated monetary awards, and by the way, you better not be talking to Corey Walton. What a damn idiot. And I'm doing my best to control my language. I promise you I am. I'm going to do better about my language. But God dang, I've talked to 20 people from DRTs this week have called me. And the bad thing is that we have gotten so scared of the cease and desist. And Pony Boy's the majority of that problem too, because he's given in to this Floyd who's straight bitch slapping him all the time. He is straight bitch slapping Barner. Man, I don't want to accuse anybody of getting kickbacks. That shit's almost to the point where I'm going to say that. Somebody's getting their pockets padded on this ignorance here. But they're so afraid of cease and desist. You have some business agents that are saying, you know, if you're not getting a cease and desist, send it to me. Send it to me. And in pre-arbs, they're getting cease and desist. It's so taboo to get a cease and desist. Other business agents are calling the business agent that's getting a cease and desist, telling them to stop because it's making them look bad. I swear on my life that's happening. Other business agents are calling the business agent who's getting a cease and desist on a pre-arb, telling them to stop because it's making them look bad. That's where we've fallen as a union under this new leadership. I would have never thought it would come to this. I would have never thought that our union would fall this low. And what's funny is that on the social media the other day, somebody was talking. I couldn't really tell if this meme was saying that Formate Arbitration is a cult or they're joining the cult. I couldn't tell. It was funny, whatever it was. It was a meme about talking about Formate Arbitration as a cult. Here's the thing. And this is how far we've fallen. Somebody wants to come and educate those in this country. I would have never done this. I would have never gotten a microphone and started doing a podcast. This is not my thing. I would have never in a million years thought to do this on my own. I had no intention to, no desire to, no want to, was asked to do it. And so a lot of thought went into it, and I said, okay, I'll do it. Because those stations that are not getting any training and still, you know, business agents aren't getting out to these places getting any training. So somebody wants to get out there and get training to all the country, right? For those that aren't getting training, that's considered a cult now in this new union. Somebody wants to hold management accountable at every level. That's considered a cult. Somebody wants to make warriors on these workroom floors. That's considered a cult. Somebody wants to hold their union accountable, the agent accountable for not doing their job and representing city letter carriers. That's considered a cult. Think about that for a second. Somebody that's wanting to educate, hold management accountable, hold their union accountable is considered a cult in this union nowadays. And more of that will come out because I'm going to go after the establishments on both sides. I don't give a damn about either side if you're not representing me. Management is clueless. They're a bunch of fucking idiots. Our union, if you're not representing and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, I'm going to hold you accountable on this show. That's the bottom line. I'm going to hold your fucking ass accountable. Just like Pony Boy destroying the DRT. And it's almost where I wish I could go back in those episodes where I was dogging the DRT back when, because now I see why. Now I see why. You're giving directives from a straight-up idiot who has no business being the executive vice president. None. This guy was a secretary of something and got promoted. Why? I do not know. And now I see. If you think the president is incompetent, this clown is incompetent. Dear God, to be punked out like that, to me at that level, you need to be the baddest motherfuckers walking. You need to be the baddest motherfuckers walking. And God, dog, it's like we have no legs. We're just walking around on nubs, man, because we're getting straight punked by labor. It has to be intentional. It has to be. But I've gotten messages all week, calls all week from DRT saying, hey, these meetings, not good. Not good. Barner is bent over in front of this Floyd and straight taking it. You look at what's going on. And this is something that's concerning to me. Back when I had this episode on I Know What You Did. I believe that was the title of it. I Know What You Did. That was the title. And I talked about this grievance that I had. I put it together, and JB was the formal aide. We were going to win this grievance. It was management spying on us using covert techniques. And y'all probably remember it, maybe not. But we were going to win this case. It was an easy win. I've done hundreds of arbitrations. I know an easy win when I see it. This was as easy. Management had no position. None. And so we had built this thing, and we had these emails where we were going to bury them as far as spying on us and using covert techniques, right? In the B-team decision from management, they call out Brian Renfro. And they say Brian Renfro is in agreement with the Postal Service here as far as watching them on the street. I knew that was a lie. So I called National, called Brian Renfro's secretary. And I said, this is Corey Walton. I'm an arbitration advocate. I've got a case coming up that's scheduled for arbitration. If he could call me back, I'm going to need him to testify because management has put a new argument in the B team, and I'm going to need him to testify. Never heard anything. I called back. Same message. Never heard anything. It was about a week after that second call, my business agent said they're going to withdraw the grievance. I begged him not to do that. I said, dude, this is an easy win. This is an easy one. And they came up with this stupid-ass bullshit on arbitrator Nolan. It had nothing to do with this case. But I realized then something was going on. Something's happening here behind the scenes with this scanner and this GPS. And then you come, you know, find out a year or so later why. Because it's part of the new process. The grievance, TRAP process. And so that's the reason they withdrew the grievance. They just lied to me and said it's Nolan. It had nothing to do with it. It was because of this new TRAP process. Think about what our president has allowed them to do on here. He has allowed them to monitor us daily. That's what he did. That's the president of our union. That's what he did. He's allowed management to monitor us daily. Something that they couldn't do before. Now they can. There's a letter written to him about some concerns, and what does he say? I realize it's an inconvenience. So he's supporting them, monitoring us daily. Okay? JB was on the way to a formal Step A meeting the other day, Friday, and he was talking to one of the people he had to meet with at for management. And he said, hey, I'll be there in about 5 minutes. And they're like, well, if you can just wait, because we have an 11 o'clock teleconference. And JB was like, damn, y'all have teleconferences all the time. You know, what could the postmaster want to be talking about? Oh, it's not the postmaster, it's district. The district manager wants to talk to us at 11. That's every day. Every day. What could he possibly want to talk to y'all about every day? About the hour office time and stationary events. Every single day. They're getting in our asses about the hour office time and stationary events, and we have to come up with a reason why these carriers are not out of the office in an hour and why they're having these stationary events. And JB's like, well, the hour office time is not based on anything. That's not even Doris and Pitt. You're just arbitrarily saying an hour. What could you possibly tell them? That's not based off of volume. You're just saying from now on there's an hour office time. Well, you know, some of us can come up with things, but some other people are probably doing some other things. So now when the quarterly overtime grievance comes up, we're going to file a citywide quarterly overtime. We're going to get all the clock rings and see if they're falsifying our clock rings because of this hour office time. Stationary events. That's something that the president of this union has allowed. Think about that. All of these things with the 22 minutes, that's something that the president of this union has allowed. And here's the problem with that. And I've said this before. This guy has never had to fight for anything. He rode Lou Drass's coattails to National. He didn't get elected. He went with Lou. Lou took him with him. He didn't have to get elected for shit. He'd been very little time on the workroom floor. But because he was intelligent and well-spoken, Lou takes him to National. He stabs Lou in the back and gets on the ticket with Rolando. And then Rolando comes in the dark of night and retires and puts him on the ticket the Wednesday that they're talking about the election for the president, for the ticket. So this guy hasn't had to fight for anything, and he still doesn't. He does not fight for you and me. And these things show that. Every day they're getting on teleconferences about an hour office time and stationary events. They're monitoring us daily. These 22-minute load times, that's because he felt the need to put times on here. He's dishonest as the day is long. He can't tell the truth to save his life. I don't even know why people ask questions anymore at these rap sessions. You're going to get a bunch of shit. Just damn lies. Here's this man's integrity, okay? Now, this stuff has been going on all week with me because people have been calling me all week long. Here's this man's integrity. He's dishonest anyway, so I will never believe anything this guy says. But you have a gentleman in James Henry who's a retired Marine. Okay, he retired from the Marine Corps. One of the better arbitration advocates the NELC has seen. Has always carried himself the utmost respect, and people around him respect him. Married, okay? Man of God, all right? And they ask him to be on this ticket, Rolando does, to be on this ticket with Renfro because he's a powerhouse, and he's going to help Renfro get votes because Renfro is a puppy. You know, he's a little yearling calf, okay? He's still walking around on new legs. And so he gets a powerhouse in James Henry to help his ticket. And it does. I mean, this guy has a lot of clout. This guy, the president, lies on James Henry. Lies on him. Not just, you know, this guy's doing this or that. He lies on him to the point where if his wife would have believed it, would have cost him his marriage. Think about that. The president of this union doing that to somebody that's under him. That could have cost him his marriage. That could have cost him his position. And this guy got on the ticket to help this bastard. And he lies on him. And it could have cost this man his livelihood, his marriage, his family. And to this day has still not apologized. And is still defiant. In these charges, he lied to the investigators and was caught lying. And to this day is still defiant. And that's who people are defending. I will never defend that. I will never defend that. James Henry is a great man, a powerful individual as far as the NELC. And he deserves better than that. And you will have people when these charges are being voted on that will vote for Renfro. As James Henry, I couldn't look these people in the face. I couldn't do it. I could not look these people in the face that chose to vote in support of this bastard. I'm going to read something to you somebody put up, and I thought it was pretty powerful. And this was put up on Reddit, and I don't know who this guy is. But it says another set of charges. It is unprecedented that four sets of charges are rendered against a single administration within months of taking office. It is extremely disheartening that President Renfro, who faced no real opposition and almost universal support, could fracture the union in such a short period of time. Considering the main goal of any union is to bring people together, Renfro has failed miserably. Disappearing for months right after taking office and during a critical period of contract negotiations, regardless of the excuse, has naturally resulted in discord within the rank and file. The secrecy surrounding contract negotiations benefits no one except as a cover for Renfro's incompetence. Over a year into negotiations and on the brink of interest arbitration, nobody but Renfro knows exactly what the union's position is or strategy to achieve a successful outcome. Nobody is considering that statistically over 70% of people who struggle with alcoholism relapse. Given the circumstances, the NELC Executive Council needs to step in and take immediate control and oversight of the union preparations for further negotiations and or arbitration. Given Renfro's inexperience and unreliability, failure to do so is a dereliction of duty. Only the NELC's Executive Council has the authority to act during these extraordinary times, and failure to do so makes them part of the problem as well. The Executive Council must act before we collapse. We have reached a point where you either support the union or Renfro. And I could not have said that any better. Like I said, I don't know who that is because they go under a different name. But you're either going to have to choose the union, because we are headed in dire straits. I talked about digging the hole. Him and Barner are digging a fucking hole so deep, we may not be able to get out of it now. Labor has taken control of Barner. He's their lapdog. He's a puppy on a leash behind them. And I don't care if that son of a bitch likes me or not. And to me, if somebody ever told me I couldn't talk to somebody, I would tell them to go get screwed on that. You will not tell me who I'm going to talk to. And so these people keep telling me that he's saying, you know, and if you're talking to Corey Walton, anybody can talk to me who wants to, bitch. You better understand that. You are not God. Neither one of you two clowns are. Far from it. I'm going to tell somebody they can't talk to me. God. Call me and tell me I can't talk to somebody. Ponytail wearing son of a bitch. Look, man, people call me anti-union. Somebody called me the other day and said he was talking to a bunch of people, said I was anti-union. If what you're getting out of this is that I'm anti-union, you got problems. I'm pro-city letter carrier, and I'm extremely pro-union. But if you're not representing me or my people, I'm anti you. Trust that. I'm anti you. And I will be until you get replaced. I've had so much of this going on all week long as far as these people calling me on these B teams, telling me what they're doing to them. It's shocking. It's shocking what's happening to our DRT right now. Hell, I was on here the other day telling them they need to get an increase in pay, and you got dumbass in there telling them, you know, we're not here to win. God bless America. Hell, I had an episode last week where I said, at every step, be lions. At every step, go in there with your chest out. At every step, go in there, the alpha. Informal, formal, DRT, and arbitration. And hell, you got this dumb son of a bitch who's over them telling them, you're not here to win. God, it's a wonder we're still in existence as the NELC. It's a wonder with these two idiots at the top. And like I said, I don't trust the one at the top for nothing. For nothing. I think that this stuff is almost intentional, like I said, with what's been going on. I don't know what's happened behind closed doors, and I would never accuse anybody of taking kickbacks. I would never do that because I don't know that. You know, that would be complete speculation. But something's happening with these scanners. To me, that reeks of kickback. When you have, like, this grievance I had that gets squashed by my business agent, and this B team just, you know, coming out of their ass with Brian Renfro's in agreement with it. That was in no contention. They just came out of their ass with it, almost like somebody told them that. And him not responding to my phone call to be a witness. And then you have these memos come out of the TRAP process where they use what? These scanners. So somebody's made a lot of money by getting these new scanners put in and saying, we're going to make these memos to where you can't grieve it. So now you can't grieve the scanners. Then you have somebody talking to the president. Hey, what about these scanners? It's an inconvenience. So we have allowed them to come in and completely watch us, monitor us with these scanners. No fight back whatsoever. And it's even put into a memo that cannot be grieved. That reeks of kickback. It reeks of it. Now, I would never accuse anybody of that because I don't know that. But to me, just looking at it, that reeks of that. Why would you put this in a memo that can't be grieved, that they can use these scanners for every single thing that we do? And then have somebody write you something and say, it's an inconvenience. They didn't say it was a grievance. They said, it's an inconvenience. You have allowed the fox into the hen house. That's what you've done. And told us that the fox is a nice guy. If the fox is eating all the chickens. You're going to the farmer. Hey, the fox you put in there, it's eating all the chickens. Well, that's an inconvenience. We understand it, but you know. They're eating your chickens, homie. I don't know if you look down here or not, but the foxes are eating your chickens, baby. And you're sitting up there with your thumb up your ass, braiding Barner's hair. And, you know, God, you two clowns need to wake up, man, and decide who y'all going to be, which side y'all going to be on. It's either going to be the city letter carrier or labor. And if you're going to choose labor, step down out of your position and go be over there with them dumb fucks and face some real heat with some new people in this administration. But to neuter the B team like that, and I know that I'm just rambling now, but I feel for these people. They've called me all week long, frustrated at what's going on. Yeah, motherfucker, they called me. They called me. Good luck finding which one. Call me and ask me which one called me, and I'll tell you. All right? We're in dire straits, man. As dire straits as I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it. Here, and going back to Arbitrator Swallow, the one with Memphis. Here's a guy that, and I said this last week, I was really upset about it because, and like I said, I don't know this man from nothing, but he made a decision nobody else would make. And he gets on a Zoom call with Barner and this other person, and maybe that conversation will come out, maybe, I don't know, maybe with a special guest for too long. I'm not sure. But Barner does their bidding on this Zoom call. Does their bidding. And tanks this guy. What's going on with that guy? What's going on with him that he's threatening the DRT on our side, firing arbitrators that are ruling in our favor, telling people they're talking to me they're going to go back to carrying mail, threatening the CAU that they're going to go back to carrying mail if they're talking to me. What's up with that guy? Does anybody know? Somebody needs to sit him down and talk to him and remind him why he's there and who he's there for. I don't even know if I'm going to get into this publication 552 because that's going to be forever long. Hell, that's 50 minutes right there. I may just call it right there, and I think I will. I'm not going to get into that because that's going to be an hour and a half on the publication 552. What I'm going to do is, we set it up last week with the memos, when I was talking about how when management's memos that talks about they're committed to us, that's going to set up everything that I'm fixing to do, okay, with publication 552 and then going forward. All of these things that are management's memos, or the ELM, which is management's, okay, all these district policies, the Postal Service policy and workplace harassment, these are all management's tools, right? These are management's documents that they've written or that they're responsible for. And all of them talk about their commitment to us. So that's going to set up everything that we're going to do with publication 552, but that's going to take way too long. I'm already 50 minutes into it, and I'm not going to get into that. I've got to pack for this. So basically, I've wasted this episode. Just, I'm extremely frustrated with the way that we're being done at the top, the way they have neutered our DRT, Barner, and Renfro, his inability to tell the truth about anything. You got HIP training. They're still falsifying HIP training, and now they fast-tracked it. They don't have to go through the 11 steps anymore to falsify it. They can go in and falsify an entire stations immediately. So many people are coming up now talking about their training has been falsified again, and we refuse to take that nationally, saying that it could hurt, you know, we couldn't win it because of Article 19. If you can't go in there and win it based off of 665 of the Elm about management intentionally falsifying official documents, if you couldn't win it on that, you have no business being at your position, or the advocates up there have no business being up there, or your attorneys, the law firm, has no business being up there. If you can't take nationwide falsification of official documents, which is what this is, this goes into our record. This is, we find this on HERO. That's something that they put in on us on HERO. We looked that up. And why do we look that up? Because it's official document. If you can't support a grievance with that, we need to do a complete overhaul of those at that level. They're falsifying it still now. After all the shit that went on last year, they're falsifying it still. And it's not a grievance nationally. We have sold out to management at that level. We've got two people at the top that are basically management. And they may not like that. I don't care. They're basically management at the top. Right now, Renfro and Barner. I just say their names. I'm not going to say Otis and Ponyboy anymore. Renfro and Barner are basically management. That's how I feel. That's my opinion based off what I see and what people are telling me. And it's a damn shame. And you will have people vote. You will have people vote when this executive council votes to keep that shit in place. It's a crying shame that that's where we've fallen to. That, to me, James Henry alone, what they did to him, you should be gone. The other things, I get it. But to me, as a man, as somebody voting, you do that to another man, gone. And don't apologize, still ain't apologized, out. Too good of a man to do that to. For no reason. No reason other than you're too damn narcissistic to have that much power underneath you. That you had to do that to him. And then cut his responsibilities. So not only did you lie on the man, you still ain't asked for forgiveness. You still ain't apologized. Then you cut his responsibilities and give them to somebody else. What does that sound like? Sounds like somebody scared to me. Sounds like a scared little boy. Jackson, cut his responsibilities. Somebody that brought the charges on you, cut his responsibilities. That's a scared little boy right there. That's doing that. But your days are numbered, my friend. You got a couple more years. So soak it in. They're spending more money than we're taking in right now. He's got more staffers than anything. It is a complete shit show up there right now. I don't know. But I'm not going to do the publication 552. I'm sorry. All this has been is frustration. Okay? And I apologize. That's not what y'all wanting to hear. It's just frustration. But, you know, all week long I've gotten phone calls from DRTs about these meetings where they are neutering our side to benefit management, to benefit labor. We've got non-compliance out the ass right now, and we are a majority of the problem because we will not fight. We will not fight. And how do I know that? Because you got the ass clown executive vice president telling the DRT we're not in that position to win. His union's fallen a long way, man, and it's sad. It's fallen a long way. So I apologize for that one. Like I said, that's 50 minutes of y'all's life you can't get back. but we're in a bad way, man. We're in a bad way. And we'll get back to it next week. I'm going to have a special guest next week. All right, somebody wanted to talk to y'all. And then the next week, I promise you, we'll get back into it, man. We're going to do Publication 552. Got some other things that people want me to talk about. But really want to get back into this, get management removed from their positions. And I didn't want to step away from that this week, but I've got to pack. It's 8 o'clock, so it'll be almost 10 before I get this edited. And so I apologize. I wanted to get into Publication 552, but I owed it to those people that reached out to me. They were irate about the DRT. I owed it to them. To talk about this to y'all so that y'all know what was going on. I promised a few of them that I would. I read the thing that that person sent me and he asked me to read. And but look, better days are coming. I promise you that. It's just, damn it, you know, we got 2 years to it. We got 2 years to it unless the executive council does what's right and sets us on another course to win. And anyway, look, y'all have a fantastic week, all right? Y'all have a fantastic week. I'll be down in regional training until Wednesday, getting some good training down there. And so y'all hang on. Hang on. Good times are coming. I promise you that. We got people stepping up that are wanting to take this thing over and put it in the right direction, okay? I love each and every one of you, all right? It's not a cult. Wanting to educate is not a cult, okay? So I'm not Jim Jones up in this bitch, all right? But I love each and every one of you, man. We're going to get back into educating in a couple of weeks. Going to have a special guest next week, all right? So I'll talk to y'all next Sunday with our special guest, okay? Bye.